Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and I'm exhausted. It is June 17th, 2016, and we're getting ready for Comic-Con. This week in movies and toys, your number one movie at the box office was The Conjuring 2 with $40 million. It was followed by Warcraft at number 2 with $24 million. Now You See Me 2, number 3, $22.3 million. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows was number 4 with $14.3 million. And rounding out the top five was X-Men Apocalypse with $9.9 million. New this week is Finding Dory, as well as movies you won't see, including Central Intelligence and Clown. Finding Dory had a $9.2 million overnight opening, which was a lot for a Pixar movie, and a lot for a Disney movie, and a lot for a movie that doesn't have Star Wars or Marvel in it. John Stamos joins Scream Queens for Season 2. NCIS casted Wilmer Valderrama as a series regular for Series 14. He was Fez on That 70s Show, and he also had some other popular programs over the years, which means that everyone who watched him in college and high school is probably now old enough to be an NCIS fan. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's time for the gun sale! We've got plush from Gund. Buy one, get one 40% off through Tuesday. Items from your favorite brands, and some things you maybe haven't considered yet because your kids like them. Pushing the Cat? We might have some of that. Star Trek Ugly Doll? Maybe we have some of those. Check out our site today because this sale ends very soon. In toy news, Variety is reporting Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2's merchandise will have more Groot. The first movie missed the mark big time in that it focused on Star-Lord and Rocket, which were two great characters, but Groot had no roleplay and no Groot arms or anything like that like you might expect. So there's that, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they do. This week in Hikari, the Goldmine Mickey Mouse was added, and I am going to see if the Funko vinyl figure is still available. Let's put Hikari Mickey into the website, and you will see that, oh, we can still order them. So there are only 500 of those, so get your order in while you can. Obviously, you might be listening to this in the future, and it might be gone. We added new exclusives this week, including the San Diego Comic-Con debut of Star Trek, the original series, 24-karat gold-plated Enterprise Monitor Mate. We also added some retro Twilight Zone figures. Very nice. Our new exclusive from Hasbro is here! And by here, I mean it's here. It's in stock, and you can have one. The Transformers Platinum Edition, Robots in Disguise Premium Edition, Grimlock, and Bumblebee 2-pack was first shown at Toy Fair and again at BotCon. This includes, if you're a big Transformers person, you know what this means. The Transformers Adventure 30 Battle Grimlock mold has been redecorated, much more paint, and released in the US for the very first time. This has not been made available in any other configuration from Hasbro. It comes with Bumblebee, and we'll be looking at the 2-pack in our Toy of the Week podcast. But it's in stock right now, and I recommend you pick one up. We also added pre-orders for Transformers Combiner Wars Generation 2 Bruticus, the Transformers Titan Wars Voyager and Deluxe toys, Sentinel Prime, Galvatron, Blur, Skull Smasher, Scourge, and Hardhead are all up for grabs in cases, sets, and a couple of singles. We also have other prices and price points and sizes. We also added Mezco's Exquisite 1/12 scale collective figures with Superman. You can get Superman, he's really cool, and you should order one. I've got Spock on my desk, I pre-ordered Space Ghost, our glow-in-the-dark exclusive, and you will probably not find a more gorgeous figure at this scale. It's going to be difficult to find a more gorgeous figure in almost any size under $100, even over $100. It's very nice. They're very nice. What else did I want to tell you about? That's it. So thanks for listening. I got to do the other episodes, and we're getting stuff together for the big show. And boy, howdy, are we in for a treat, because it's only 4 weeks away, and you feel it now. So if you're in San Diego, I hope to see you there. I might not, but I'll be there. And I will talk to you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. If you like us, follow us on Twitter at EntEarth and check us out at news.entertainmentearth.com.